Chuck is a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
It's open line Wednesday. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And would like to talk about whatever you would like to talk about, but I thought this evening I would start talking about what happened on September 11th, just 10 years ago. Doesn't seem it could be 10 years since, of course, that tragic day there. Tuesday that the government knew the attack was coming. I had a great deal of evidence, physical evidence, working for the State Department or working for some sort of a think tank. And he wrote an article was published in the Washington. First of all, we know that in July of 2001, what was
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
All sorts of references to it on the internet, but nobody had a copy, but we had a copy. Well, so it's Open Line Wednesday, and I want to hear from you. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We also know that immediately after the 9-1-1 attack, on two occasions in the Newsweek magazine internet site, they noted that I referred to Dr. Cuddy as somebody who believed in conspiracies. Well, our telephone number is metal. I talked to several people who claimed that they'd seen the plane hit the Pentagon, but if you look at the scene there, no wreckage. And then, of course, you get the stories from, I've actually seen video reports from one woman, Chris, that President Obama, director, but Willie Brown suddenly forgot he had ever had that experience. So I don't know which one you're talking about, but these are things I personally checked out, and my friend Dr. Peace and violence today. I mean, there were 45. Either shot or something in New York last week. And we're told in this book, The Black Awakening, that
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com.
Yes, that's right. TheStoryOfJesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Many times they give you an offer you can't refuse. Anything else, Lorraine?
It was O'Reilly that I told
you. O'Reilly. Okay, I'm sorry.
What I'm wondering is, how do you get away with what you're doing?
To do. God will determine whether or not they listen to what I say and whether they listen to what you say.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
There's no records inside the Pentagon, but of course, the reporter, although initially making the notation there was no records outside, later came back and said they just the interview with him. He mysteriously disappeared, and to my knowledge, he's never been heard from since. Maybe somebody knows where Sergeant Chavez is. I would love to find out whatever happened to him, but he disappeared after he was on my program and and told the truth. On that morning, there was a stand-down order. The planes 2 days before the report was released. He got and tried to get the background of this. There's a book out, too, on the same subject. We used to carry it. I don't think we do anymore, but certainly we have four tape sets going into the background. I believe this is a man-made disease. It's spread from Lyme, Connecticut, all across America, all across the world. They've unleashed this terrible disease that's killed millions of people and will probably end up killing millions more. And if they're not killed, they're chronic invalids from it. There are over 2 million cases of Lyme disease, and if a doctor tries to treat Lyme disease in this country, they'll go after his license in many states. Anything else you want to know?
No, it's just wonderful, and I really missed your show while I was unemployed, so I'm back as a loyal listener. And I don't always agree with some of the things you say, but I tell you one thing. I think this show is definitely a blessing, though.
God bless it. Well, even my wife doesn't agree with me all the time. So anyway, we do the best we can, and we're not always right. But we do the best we can. God bless. Thanks very much for calling, John. Let's go to David, who's calling from Schenectady, New York. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, David. How are you doing?
Not bad, and yourself?
No complaints at all. We've got so much to be thankful for. What would you like to talk about?
Dr. Stan, refresh my memory. Wasn't there a former FBI agent, I think he was part of the terrorism task force, his name was John O'Connor, I think he was, and he got a job as head of security for the World Trade Center.
Yeah, he died about 2 days after he got that job.
Was he forced to resign, or did he quit?
I don't know. He actually was involved with some of the investigation of terrorism of Sydney and some of the Arab countries over there. I think it was in Yemen, other areas. And he was sort of an independent, sort of a non-conformist type FBI agent. But he was a good agent. He was on to lots of important things. There are a couple of books written about John O'Connor. And certainly we've talked about him in the past. We haven't even thought about him in several years, but he certainly was certainly walking between the two trade centers when one of them came down, I guess, after the South Tower came down first, and he was trapped and killed. Or maybe, probably, it was just an accident. We will never know. But he was a good man. I think he was a patriot. He was trying to do the right thing. And, maybe it was coincidence, maybe it wasn't. We will never know whether his death was an accident or intentional.
Yeah, I find that very interesting. I really do.
Right, but he had certainly spoken out against corruption in the FBI and corruption within our State Department because they were actually protecting the terrorists. He wanted to go over there and investigate the Al-Qaeda influence in, as I remember, it was in Yemen, and the American ambassador blocked him at every turn, and there are people at the highest level of the FBI who backed the ambassador. They weren't interested in ever getting to the bottom of what was really going on, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Is there a book that you would recommend?
I'll have to admit, I can't remember it. I read the book. I have it somewhere in my library. If you have a computer, just go up and Google in Sydney, John O'Connor, O'Connor, and then book on his life. And there's at least one book out there on that. And if you need to, you can always call me off the air. Maybe I could get the information for you. But it's been a long time since I thought about him. He was a very colorful individual, and certainly I think he was a good American who wanted to stop the Al-Qaeda terrorists, and he was blocked at every turn. Anything else?
Yeah, just one other quick thing, a little off topic. We've been getting some really bad weather out here, Dr. Stan. We've been getting some record historical flooding out in New York State. We've been really devastated with,
right.
with some really bad weather. And then
but you see, we don't know. Is this an act of God? Is this an act of government? We do know that they have the ability to create storms and droughts and new diseases. And you'll find that at the bottom of page 57. At a footnote at the bottom of page 57 of Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, where he talks about by the year 2018. Now, he's writing in 1970. And he's saying by the year 2018, we'll be able to create storms and droughts and new chronic diseases, and very few people in government need to know. Very few people in government need to know. Well, because this is how it works. Government is compartmentalized. And we've talked to John Loftus, who worked for the Justice Department. He was hired by the Justice Department to track down the Nazi war criminals. And at the same time he was tracking them down, other divisions of the Justice Department were actually protecting the Nazi war criminals and bringing them to the United States and providing them with comfortable jobs and allowing them to live in New Jersey and ultimately to die and be buried in New Jersey. One part of the government has no idea what the other parts are doing. We do have an excellent book on weather warfare. We have an excellent DVD put up by our friend Bob Fletcher on weather as a weapon. And we have a four-tape set on weather, Sydney, modification. They're all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. But all of this is top secret. There's no way to know what's going on. But I have a feeling that some of this is being intentionally created. But they will never tell us. We do know, of course, they have the ability to geoengineer the atmosphere. In fact, we're putting a conference on October the 23rd. We're going to have Roslyn Peterson here. And Roslyn certainly is the expert on this subject, on geoengineering. They know how to geoengineer the atmosphere. We know that the HAARP program can change the direction of the jet stream. We know, of course, that they're putting aluminum in the atmosphere, they're getting aluminum into the water, into the soil, into our plants. Aluminum is extremely toxic. We know that they're poisoning us. Would I be surprised if these major storms we're seeing were created by government? I would not in the least be surprised. In fact, whether it's an act of God, an act of government, or maybe a combination between an act of the dark side of the religious, of the demonic forces working behind the scenes doing this. I don't know. Well, we do know, of course, that we're seeing earthquakes. We haven't seen major earthquakes back in Washington, D.C. It's sufficient to actually create cracks in the Washington Monument. This was a very unusual earthquake. And we're seeing earthquakes with increasing frequency throughout the world. We're seeing storms unparalleled. We're seeing weather changes unparalleled in recent times. I'm very, very suspicious. I'm very, very suspicious. Anything else?
Okay. What was the date? When is this gentleman going to be on the air?
Oh, this is at our conference. It's going to be October 23rd. We're having a conference in Santa Cruz, and we're going to have Roslyn Peterson coming. But, of course, we have a number of interviews with her. You can get those by calling our 800 number and just ask for the interviews with Roslyn Peterson, and we'll be putting together a four-tape set on that before long. Or we'll have the DVD of the talk she gives on October the 23rd.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Dr.
God bless. Okay. We'll be back in just a moment here. At Radio Liberty, if you have a question or comment, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine, so Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Justin, that Barack Obama, like all the presidents before him, is simply a figurehead. You need to read Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. And Barry Goldwater was a good American. On page 208 of that book, and it is available from Radio Liberty, admittedly in used copies, but we get them and because we want you to have the book. We want you to read it and reread it. On page 280, Barry Goldwater said this, "The Council on Foreign Relations is domestic, while the Trilateral Commission is international. Its goal is to control the financial and commercial interests by seizing control of the political government of the United States. It is not simply by accident that between 1977 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, and there's never been more than 78 members of the North American chapter. Six of the eight of presidents of the World Bank, eight of the 10 World Trade Representatives, seven of the 12 Secretaries of State, and nine of the 12 Secretaries of Defense. Do you honestly think that happened by accident or that 12 members of the 78 members of the Trilateral Commission surrounded Barack Obama when he became president? Do you honestly believe that's just by coincidence? They control the government. They control both political parties. They control the military. And anybody who doesn't go along with them doesn't get promoted and is forced to resign or asked to resign. They control the major banks. They control the major corporations. They control both political parties. They control the educational system, the tax-exempt foundations, the media. They control America, and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the DVD,
the Trilateral Commission. It's Sidney Pat Wood's talk. Excellent. We think there's certainly unparalleled. And you get my talk on the Forbidden Secret that's on DVD, but you can get a syllabus for that. You need to get my talk, The Forbidden Secret, Dark Secret, and get the syllabus that goes with that. You need to get our information. You have my permission to copy anything I've made. And then get this out to anyone that you can. Encourage people to listen to our programs. If you're in a position to help us, we have an opportunity to pick up a station in the Imperial Valley. And, of course, it would be a great station. It would be on there every day. And if you're in a position to help, why, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you can make a pledge for a certain amount for a six-month period, a one-time donation, why, I'd like to get this station. Joyce is on there, but Paul's on the station. And obviously it has good outreach to that area. It's a talk station where people are going to hear the truth, and these people who own the station have the courage to put us on, knowing full well that I don't mince words about what's going on. And believe me, of course, the forces on the other side will do everything they can to conceal the truth from the American people. So if you're in a position to help us, get on this station down there. It's KMET, I believe it is, in the Imperial Valley. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. And if not, and I know many people aren't in a position to help because of the financial constraints, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. Remember, of course, we do carry the Miracle 2 products. We do carry health products, and you really need to have those. You need to have those things on hand because we're moving into a very difficult time. And I fear you're not going to be able to get these things if you need the Berkey water filters. So you should have an extra couple of sets of filters on hand. And then, of course, we hope that you'll tell others about our program, about our message. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. And we're going to be back here in just a moment with another interesting program, going to the background of something what's going on here in California.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and of course for the next hour they're going to be the views of, well, two of our, one of his guests, and the other is a good friend of ours, Kirk McKenzie. But we're going to be talking to Rex Cazilio, and Rex, of course, lives up very close to where one of the dams on the Klamath River is going to be taken out. Now, most people don't know about the Klamath River. They don't really know what's going on up in that area. But this is a gross abuse of, course, government power. And it is an effort to destroy the agricultural base of this part of the country, as they've intentionally and purposely and maliciously destroyed the agriculture and a great deal of the Central Valley of California. And you must understand that there really are evil people out there who hate humanity, who want, of course, to destroy this country. They want to destroy the agricultural industry and to shift agriculture to other areas. Do you realize that the trade deficit for the United States for this last year was $690 billion. That's almost three-quarters of $1 trillion. That's more than five times as much as the next largest country that trade deficit. It was Great Britain, five or six times that. But basically, the whole idea is to transfer America's wealth to other nations. They know what they're doing. They want to destroy this nation. That's why they took down our tariffs. That's why they reward companies for moving overseas. That is why, of course, they're in the process of destroying the value of our currency by flooding us with money, which is only going to destroy the savings of our people. But up there, certainly at Klamath River, they're going to be pulling out dams. Why are they going to pull out dams? Well, dams were put in to prevent floods. They were put in so that there could be water for irrigation. The dams were certainly put in so that there could be a stable income up there. And, of course, it has nothing to do with the fish. The fish don't go up this far, up above the upper Klamath to spawn. They spawn in the lower part. And this is going to have a terrible impact on fishing there as well. But, of course, they justify what they're doing. Oh, we want to protect the fishies. So, certainly, Rex, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
It's my pleasure. Good evening.
Well, why don't you tell us, our listeners, just a little bit about who you are and why you are so upset and concerned about this plan to take out the four dams on the Klamath River?
I'd be happy to try. Obviously, I'm not a public speaker, but I'm extremely concerned about this, and we've been fighting it against this movement for years. I'm one of four generations living at the same location on, in, and with the Klamath. At a location that's considered the focal point of dams impact. We live directly below where the dams now exist before and after Iron Gate, which is the last dam in the very close chain.
And it's called the Iron Gate. The dam is called the Iron Gate. And how long has that dam been there?
That actually is the most recent dam that was put in place. That was put in it was completed about 1962.
All right, fine. So it's been there 50 years. So, and the others have been there for a lot longer, and they're just vitally important for the economy of that area. And without that, of course, it will destroy agriculture. So basically, why are they going to take the four dams out on the Klamath River?
Well, ostensibly, their excuse is for protecting the and increasing the salmon habitat. Unfortunately, where the project in 1905, they did the project. The Klamath River is an inverted system. It's a very
hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. All right, Rex, you were saying the Klamath River is an inverted river. What do you mean by that?
It's a very atypical river, and it goes against the boilerplate concept that most people in the agencies have. The entire upper portion of the river exists in a high desert, semi-arid area, and it's the lower coastal portion that has the salmon-conducive water quality and conditions. It actually until you reach the coastal range where they have the higher rainfall and the colder, cleaner mountainous waters to the waters are they conducive for the salmon. The upper area where we reside and above are typically warm water locations. They have, in fact, the entire amount of the water coming through Iron Gate, which is right directly above us, amounts to less than 15% of the water that goes to the estuary on the coast. All of this controversy is over that area, and that area is typically, historically, in the upper Klamath Basin far above us, were widespread marshes that were contaminated by volcanic soils with with phosphorus. And as a consequence, that the algae, which contaminated water, also had geothermal incursions, which made the water largely toxic for most all of the explorers that went through. There's written documentation, the history, the experience by the people. The area up above was extremely hostile, disease-ridden, and conducive for the mosquitoes at the time. There was a project done in 1905 to try, and it was approved in 1902 and begun in 1905, called the Upper Basin Project, which was to consolidate the waters to try and conserve the water that were evaporating and being absorbed into the ground and being contaminated by the algae and disease conditions. They condensed them into wildlife reserve, and area that was conserved was used for agriculture with the rich soils that were rich and naturally rich in the phosphorus, which is actually unusual throughout the nation. The project was an extreme success, and in addition to that, the Upper Klamath, the part that goes through our area, used to go dry pre-project almost every year in the late summer. By doing the project, they actually took what was a closed system of the Lost River.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Rex Cozzilio, and he's just telling us the history of this area. Now, the Klamath River, the upper part is sitting in a very, very dry area, and certainly 100 years ago, it was a marshy, very toxic, and certainly nothing much would grow there. The soil was very rich in phosphorus, but there was so much toxicity to the soil, they set up a series of dams to try to conserve the water and then to really change the demographics of what they did. And by putting in the four dams, they were actually able to have tremendous success. By putting in the dams, they were actually able to tend some of these arid areas into rich farmland, and of course people have been living there for 75, 100 years, farming in that area, and certainly this had nothing to do with the fish. The fish are certainly out towards the coast. They do not spawn in the hot water, the warm water of this area. But these projects, the dams certainly were there, and they were, of course, there, number one, to prevent flooding, and number two, so that there'd be adequate water year-round, which, of course, what they were able then by having the dams there to have water year-round and actually to stimulate growth and agriculture in that area. Would that be a fair appraisal, Rex?
Absolutely.
You pick up the story then.
Yeah. In fact, one of the reasons that they chose the location of Copper Lake is that during the project, they made an agreement with them for putting in the lake and the power generation that would be allowed. That supported the project, which added water from the Lost River as well, balanced the water usage, increased the levels in Upper Klamath Lake, and allowed water to flow in the Klamath through our region that historically in late summer would go subsurface. They chose Copco Lake in large part because salmon were never known to go above, immediately above where Copco Lake is now located, for two reasons. One of them is for degraded water quality because of the local conditions at the time, and also because of natural impediments that existed at the time. There was the Keno Reef and other obstacles that the salmon were never known to get above in numbers. Certainly not any numbers that could support their supposed contribution to the salmon fisheries, and they would encounter the very poor water quality up above there in the intermediate area. It would be very difficult for them to get past. As a consequence, it improved. Where our location is, I'm in the water over 50 times a year for over 50 years, as my grandfather before me, and that's conservative. We're there and remain there largely because of the love of the Klamath and the community. If environmentally we felt it was going to improve things by doing this, I wouldn't be speaking on the phone right now. The problem is I saw the conditions myself before Iron Gate went in. We would have the other dams were not adequate by themselves to mitigate the annual flood damage that regularly occurred. They say now, at the time, they extolled the virtues of the flood protection from the dam. Now they're claiming that, they provide no capacity for flood protection. We experienced it. We know it. Now the engineering has come out through the other side. While they denied that was the case, now the engineering has come out where they said, oh, yes, it does affect, it attenuates the water increase, which is exactly what we have been claiming from the beginning. But now that the authority is being assumed, now that the progress has been made towards achieving their goal, now they're simply saying, well, but we consider that has little effect. We have seen from our location, since Iron Gate had gone in and the other dams before, our water quality, the riparian stability, the habitat, the environmental conditions have all been greatly improved over what they were before. That's on our personal experience. That's through our historical connections with people who lived in the area, both tribal and immigrants from the mid-1800s.
Basically, of course, I'm told that the Indians want to take out the dams. Is this true? Is that the Indians are siding with the government that they want to take out the dams? And why would they want to take out the dams? And the second thing is, of course, what will happen to where you live? Well, of course, will the flooding bother you? And what about the loss of electricity? I mean, the loss of hydroelectricity. I said right now we're told, oh my goodness, electricity is going to go up. It's so expensive to produce. We can't have the carbon footprint. We can't burn fossil fuels. We can't have nuclear energy. We can't have dams all across America. They're tearing out dams all across America. They're talking about having to shut down nuclear energy all across America. They're saying, oh, we can't use fossil fuels. It's almost as if they want to stop the use of electricity in our society. Oh, we're gonna be able to compensate for it with windmills and solar farms. But basically, it'll be three times as expensive. And then, what do you do when it's overcast? There's no sunlight. What do you do at nighttime? What do you do when the sun doesn't blow? What they're gonna do is make electricity so expensive, they're going to destroy the industrial society we have. You have to have power to have an industrial society. So, first of all, what will happen to you? Do you have a farm down there? Will you be affected by the flooding? What about the lack of water?
Oh, absolutely. The potential effects, the known effects, and the potential effects are incredible. The avulsion and accretion of the land area, we're basalt soil, which is a clay soil there. That means, which is why we would have pre-Iron Gate so much damage almost every year, because the soil, as my grandfather used to call it, is brown water when it's saturated. It has no stability. So when the water would increase extremely quickly, the vegetation on the area could not adapt to it quickly enough, the soil would lose its stability, and it would take the riparian, the trees and the vegetation out, form a battering ram, and take out everything in its path all the way down, which meant that it opened up and exposed all of those basalt soils, the adobe-type soils in our area, magnesium-based, that allowed massive erosion, sediment, changes of the banks and the channels, all things which they decried, still claim that they decried, but by removing the dams are going to return to those conditions that have been vastly improved since the dams were put in.
Well, now, what happens when they take those dams out? Isn't there a lot of silt behind them? Won't that silt flow down the river and something contaminate the river, the river banks, and even the places where the salmon spawn?
Oh, even their most conservative estimates that they're saying is, well, it's only 20 million cubic yards that they're expecting to put down. They fully expect all the excuses for removing the dams are actually going to endanger the very precepts that they're using to justify dams removal. They fully expect and anticipate the possibility that they will extirpate the salmon from the sediment. All it takes is 3 to 5 years. The salmon, the so-called wild salmon, which is a misnomer anyway in that in our region, will be wiped out. They're saying they have to take out dams to restore wild salmon and to reintroduce them into an area that historically they were never known to exist in numbers. In order to do that, they're already selecting species, Fish and Wildlife is, from this and other watersheds. That's their quote. In order to try and put back in the river in the upper area, because they know that the salmon will not survive that kind of trek as we know it.
In other words, basically, this is all going to be done because they want to protect the salmon, knowing full well they're going to destroy the salmon. Would that be a fair statement?
Oh, that's very fair. From my understanding of everything that we've been working with, both of those conditions exist at the same time, which are totally contradictory to each other, but which to me show that that's not the objective. Salmon and fisheries are not the objective.
What is the objective then?
To be honest, the only thing that I can rationally conclude is its resource control. What happens in conjunction with dams removal is part of their plan, the so-called agreements that have been put into place, which is the Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement and its related and tied Klamath Hydroelectric Settlement Agreement, were created in large part by a group of primarily non-vested interests, 26 that were signing on it, comprised of federal and state agencies, environmental groups, and a few tribal councils they brought in order to that would comply in exchange for benefit, and the so-called agriculture they claim is a unified community effort represents less than 10% of agriculture in the region. And that agriculture that sat at the table agreed to two conditions that in order to get guarantees of water. And those guarantees primarily are for themselves. And those conditions are, rather than the equal-based Klamath Basin Compact, which was the original force, where all beneficial uses of the Klamath were basically equal, the new agreement actually creates a hierarchy that's tiered, where it's fish first, tribal allocation second. It was the 10% of agriculture represented third, and then the wildlife preserve fourth. They reversed that, as I understand it, within the last year, where now the wildlife is third, and the agriculture 10% is fourth.
Are they going to wipe out the farmers in that area? Is this going to really seriously damage the food production in that area?
Under the coalition of the requirements, the water quality requirements, the plan under the KBRA, and the hierarchy they put in place, I can see no other alternative.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Rex, you go right ahead.
Thank you.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
For some 70,000 homes. Suddenly this state dams provide irrigation for the farms. The dams provide a prevention of flooding and the damages from flood control. And of course, the dams keep back the silt. If they don't keep that silt, of course, is released, it'll destroy the places where the salmon breed downriver. By doing this, of course, and I suppose this will actually influence the recreational activities in that area as well, won't it, Rex?
Oh, absolutely. With the dams, what they did is effectively separated some areas now that in the upper portion, they actually have considered some of the highest world-class trout fishies for red band trout in Athens that exist. The lakes themselves, which they decry the lakes saying that they're shallow, warm water containments from the dams that are there, they're actually a minuscule fraction of the upper Klamath Lake, and they are the deepest water in the entire Klamath. But they provide some of the highest class warm water fisheries that there are. Those fisheries, if they're removed, those species will be dumped into the Klamath, which ironically are predators to a lot of the salmon, the smolt, and eggs that come up. When they did Iron Gate Dam, they actually allowed for the hatchery to mitigate the few streams that even Fish and Game determined as marginal habitat for the most part between there and Spencer Creek. And as it turned out, the hatchery, because of the cold water that is not natural to the area, contributed by the lower depths of Iron Gate Lake, actually made one of the most reliable and most highly productive salmon hatchery in the country. In the entire region, they have produced millions of salmon that they've shipped out all over the world, as I understand it, and have contributed millions to the Klamath. At the time it was done, it was touted as being far more reliable in its production than the natural fisheries ever were before, when it was subject to drought and drying and inconsistent years. The hatchery is going to be, even though one of the reasons for removing it is saying that they have to restore the wild salmon that have been planted since the 1890s, in Coho, which is the spotted owl of the river right now, it works so well to shut down and devastate our region for the forest that they've chosen the Coho is the simile for that, that was never known to exist naturally in our portion of the river. Only through the plantings did it ever continue to exist historically that we're aware of, that anybody was aware of. But you speak of the tribes that and how they were brought in. Actually, the Shasta tribe, whose aboriginal lands are where the dams are now located in the largest part of the river, are against dams removal. They don't want those. They have burial sites underwater there. They don't want those exposed. They also know that the dams and the are beneficial to the area and environment, but they've been actually excluded from this entire process with their opinion. Only benefiting the seated tribal councils that are benefiting from the process are the ones who are going along with this as far as I can discern.
Well, did you ever stop to think this is specifically being done to destroy the economy of your area, to certainly destroy the agricultural base of your area, to destroy the fishing of your area, to destroy the recreational use of your area? Did you ever stop to think that these people know exactly what they're doing and they really want to destroy the society there? They're not simply a misguided bureaucrats, but they're really evil and wicked people who are bent upon destruction. I mean, can you think of a better explanation for this? We can be benevolent and say, oh, they just don't know what they're doing. I think they obviously know what they're doing because they're doing the similar things all across America.
Well, sadly, I think that I can't escape anymore that this is an agenda-driven project. And I do believe that the Klamath is being used by the rejection consistently of both the science, the realities, and the history of the area. I can't conclude anything other than it is an agenda that is intended to rewild the region, to drive most of the people out, and to set in to conform to a new vision of the world. Unfortunately, what they are removing are the beneficial productions and assets that are necessary for survival. And in a balanced and sustainable system. The trouble is the actions that they're taking are not sustainable.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Kirk McKenzie's there. Kirk, is there anything you'd like to add or subtract from what's been said so far? Kirk is certainly one who lined up Rex with us. He's been patiently hanging on the line. Is there anything you wanted to add, Kirk?
Well, thanks for the opportunity. Actually, Rex is an eloquent spokesperson, and that's really why I wanted to get him on the show. The only thing I would say is that as an urban living person, I had a rare opportunity to actually go up there, not just drive through the freeway, but actually meet the people, understand the issues, and get involved with it. And from my perspective, this is not just an issue of a few ranchers or farmers. This is happening across the nation, and we're talking about our food. You know, the rural areas of this country comprise most of the land mass, probably the smaller portion of the population, but this is where we get our food. And we get good, high-quality food from here versus some of the other emerging nations. This is where we get our water. This is where we get our energy. This is where we get our construction materials. In other words, this is the backbone of American prosperity. And I believe that we can't any longer just turn our backs on our relatives here, if you will, in the rural areas. We have to all work together and try and stop this madness from going any further.
And I really believe it is. I don't believe it's madness at all. I think these people know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want us to understand. And this thing is all being done. Now, suddenly, Rex, what about the Congress? You know, have you talked to your congressmen? Have you talked to your senators? Have you tried to let them realize the disaster that lies ahead for your area? And suddenly destroy the agricultural base. They've already destroyed the lumber industry. Are they going to destroy the agricultural industry? Are they going to destroy the tourist industry? What else are they about to destroy by pursuing these insane goals and policies?
I actually, and let me say, please, up front, I make nothing from my position. It back all of the work that all of the people that I know of and myself regionally and there, I'm one of many locals who all feel the same way, who have dedicated themselves trying to inform the public and let them know what's going on, largely to no avail because media won't support it. We make nothing for our positions. We are not paid for the position, unlike most of the proponents that we've heard that actually are promoting this continually. I have, at our own expense, have gone back and spoken to congressmen and legislators in Washington. I've gone up and testified at the Senate subcommittee.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with the... Well, this is Dr. Stan Erexis simply talking about the thing that he and the other people involved are certainly trying to get the word out. He's been to Washington, D.C. He's talked out of various committees. He's trying to get the word out so people will understand what's going on. But, of course, you're not going to hear about this in the controlled media. The media as a whole in America is controlled by five major corporations. We're talking about AOL, Time Warner. We're talking about Bertelsmann. We're talking about Viacom. We're talking about Disney. We're talking about GE and Fox. They control the major media and largely determine what the American people think. Well, certainly, it's such a vitally important information. Rex, you have certainly a website, a telephone number, any means by which people can get in touch with you that would like more information. What was anything you'd like to put out at this time?
Okay. I think it's vitally important both for people to contact their congressmen and congresswomen to try and notify them of and help share the recognition of this and say, please don't endorse the signing of the agreements and the removal potential of the dams, Secretary of Interior decisions. And also, we'll try and put links. If you could have links to, we'll try and get them established to Kurt's website. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I actually have started a new website. So if you go to defendruralamerica.com, defendruralamerica.com, it's just getting off the ground, but you can go ahead and get there, get initial contact point, and shortly there's going to be quite a bit of content there to help to kind of organize this this defense, if you will.
All right, fine. Somebody called in, Rex, and suggested that you get in touch with Bill Wattenberg. He's at KGO in San Francisco. And Wattenberg is really a very, very brilliant fellow, and he's really got I'm one of the few people in the media today I really have a great deal of respect for. It might not be a bad idea to call KGO and to try to find out his email site or get to him and tell him what the problem is and see if we can get onto his program and if he would take this up, because this is a vitally important issue. Remember, Chris, no man is an island. If this destroys you and your area there, it's going to have an impact on us, and it's going on all across America. We have listeners all across America, I'm sure, who can tell similar stories, but certainly right now you're on the front lines of this as they move to tear out the four dams there on the Klamath River. So basically, Ben Wattenberg has been suggested. He does a good job. Brian Sussman, who's at KSFO in San Francisco, Oakland, does a good job as well. So there are these people in the media that might very well be willing to help, and we'll certainly want to get you, Rex, onto our other programs. We have programs all across America. We're not primarily California, although we have five, hopefully very soon, six stations here in California where we do have an opportunity to get information out. But, Rex, you go right ahead. You said that you've actually testified. Was that state senate or was that the United States Senate that you testified before?
The testimony was up in Oregon at the Oregon State Senate Subcommittee, and that was regarding Senate Bill 76, which actually gave Oregon's authority to proceed with raising the public utility rates in order to pay for dams removals from the Oregon ratepayers, which is one of the travesties that's happened. When we were talking about the dams relicensing, in the FERC process, which is a Federal Energy Relicensing Commission, Regulatory Commission, What they did when they went to relicense, a number of these groups who belonged to these same ceded agreements that we talked about had submitted, had actually worked in concert with each other and had submitted requirements or recommendations to the Energy Relicensing Committee in order to increase the cost for so-called mitigation, many of which had nothing to do with the dam's existence, like recreational development for the millions of dollars for ATV trails, things which they would normally have actually and are fighting against. They were calling for millions of dollars in so-called mitigations in an attempt, including requiring no other or allowing no other option than a fish ladder that they figured would cost in excess of $300 to $400 million, making the entire operation of the dams economically unfeasible. That's what forced Pacific Power into these agreements that they're allowing to allow for removals. Unfortunately, with those relicensing requirements, even if the agreement does not go through, which throws the burden of all of these costs onto ratepayers and taxpayers, $2.5 billion by the time, because the KBRA is an intrinsic part of that agreement. So they're looking at nearly $500 million for removal of the dams by the most conservative estimate, and that's basically what they call a blow and go. They'll blow a hole in them and let things run, which they absolutely denied years ago. And when I said that, and others said that's exactly what they'll come to, now that's what they're condoning. The $2 billion is $1 billion for promise for the KBRA oversight prior to dams removals, and then they expect another $1 billion after that. Those costs are all unrepresented being thrown onto the taxpayers and the ratepayers in these so-called meetings. If Congress approves that, the cost for the dams, whether they exist, whether the secretary finds for keeping them or simply supporting the KBRA and all of the mitigation, so-called, are going to be huge for the population. We cannot afford, well, won't be able to afford the price increases that are already starting. They say that
you're
they were
talking about the price increases in electricity or what?
All of the above. Right. Electricity is a huge one. Much of agriculture will be devastated in the upper basin from the loss of their low-cost power that were original contractual provisions from the agreement I told you about between the project and the dam's operation in the early days. That those power increases alone have already shown to be huge, and they've only just begun. The so-called caps to the increase for dams removal is a feint. What they're doing, the other portion of SB 76 in Oregon that went through, passes on all of the costs of mitigation for the dams being taken out, for environmental protections, for fish hatchery replacement interim if they can't, because the Iron Gate won't be able to operate without the artificially cold water produced by the dam. All of those mitigations are passed directly through the PUC under Bill 76 with no option for opposition except to the state Supreme Appellate Court. That's, those kind of provisions are being put in and snuck into the people, passing the cost on to ratepayers and taxpayers that are going to be horrendous. And under their conditions and agreements, once they get congressional approval, those are cast in stone. Even if the dams and the disaster of removal that they would cause don't occur, the requirements of the agreements for the so-called mitigations, water quality and the hierarchy I spoke of earlier, will all be put into place, and that will also just as much devastate the community in the region that we know of and increase the cost.
Well, it's a pretty sad picture that you're painting there. What sort of response did you get from the legislators in Oregon when you presented the difficulty that's coming? The amount of money you're talking about could simply devastate the people living where you are. There's only, 40,000 already. And suddenly I would think that more and more people would move out as a cause of the basic utilities and electricity would increase. Either that or the people would begin to put in solar and other things so there'd be less demand for electricity, which, of course, even make it more expensive. They're still going to Sydney. Basically, everything they do is just going to complicate life. And there's no problem facing America that a new series of government regulations won't make worse. And this seems to me like it's just going to totally destroy the economy of your region. Do you have this impression?
I see no other alternative. 30 years ago, we've been through it before. That's the trouble. And that's the part that's most disconcerting. We are seeing an exact repetition of what we saw 30 years ago. With the spotted owl issue, they shut down the forest. And when they were doing that, we were saying, and making all of their promises of, the tourism is going to increase, you're going to save so many hundreds for every tree that say, going to be wonderful. And we're saying we have a sustainable, vibrant economy with more trees now than there were historically, that they can be managed extremely well, and had been done for a very long time. In fact, it was government agencies we had some of the most difficulties with for sustainability. But what we said at the time was, if you shut down the forest, you're going to end up with burning all of the resources and wasting all the resources that we have in the region. In 20 years, you're going to see the place devastated. You're going to see massive erosion, air pollution. We're going to lose the resources we have for the future into several hundred years of burning cycles of burning brush. And that's exactly what has happened. The only benefit we could see at the time was that we say, well, when we lost, and they said we shut it down anyway. Well, when that comes about and we start and this devastation starts happening, at least we can say we told you so. They'll regain their common sense and they'll put us back to the condition. Instead, many of those same players today have altered the history of what's occurred, blamed the policies that took place almost 30 years ago, and are claiming that a global warming is causing it. We're now breathing the smoke of the devastation they called, and many of those same players have simply moved to the mouth of the Klamath and are now taking on the new objective of rewilding the Klamath.
Well, I think, of course, there is a program. It's called Agenda 21. I don't know if you're acquainted with it, but the whole idea is to rewild the planet and to destroy contemporary civilization. When you understand that, it all makes sense. They want to bring back the grizzly bears. They want to bring back the mountain lions. They want to bring back the wolves. They want to move them into areas where people live, make them endangered so that, of course, people will be frightened and will tend to move out of those areas. It doesn't make any sense, but so much of what's going on doesn't make any sense. It is simply that there are people who have a different worldview, because I think that they have a whole different objective in life. Have you looked into this whole idea of wilding or rewilding certain areas of the wilderness?
Unfortunately, if you'd asked me 20 years ago, I'd have said, oh no, that can't be such a conspiracy. But through all of the involvement and the progression that's taken place, and the information that I've garnered since, unfortunately, I've gone to the websites for the UN for Dr. Reed Noss, who's one of the major proponents in the U.S., the agendas, the monies that were funneled in the various agencies. And sadly, we are seeing that in our region. The amount of money being poured into creating this agenda is, in our region at least, this direction in our region is huge. And, of course, we're a very poor area, so we can muster little opposition. I've had many of the groups tell us that environmental groups and other proponents involved, that this is a precedent-setting case. If they figured we have minimal opposition we can muster in the area, And if they can establish that precedent here, they can move that to other areas within the rest of the nation. Well, I don't doubt that's possible.
Well, now, what about your congressman? Is your congressman doing anything at all? Is he just sitting on his hands and going right along with it?
Unfortunately, this is my personal perception. I think there is growing awareness of what is happening, but up until this place, the total political impetus for this has been for promoting this so-called agreement basis. These are a number of very powerful agencies and groups that have a great deal of funding that are supporting this so-called community agreement. And because the majority of people, Siskiyou County, the almost 80% of the population of Siskiyou County just voted against removal of the dams, and yet you don't see that in the media. And you don't see that being put out when they're saying that they have these agreements endorsed by the majority of all interest groups involved. That's nonsense. The local people, it is a very small minority that actually appear to be in agreement with this, and almost everyone that I've run across who is involved with that is personally benefiting by virtue of those agreements. That the money involved is huge, but ironically, where they're claiming it's going to be money coming to the area that's going to create jobs and a resurgence, has also been experienced before in many other systems, and even recently with so-called islands that were built to the tune of $4.2 million, where the biggest benefit regionally was, I believe, in the article, they hired three local people, and they attended a charity barbecue, and we're claiming the benefits of that. That's the kind of thing we're going to see with the money, so-called, that happens. In fact, the agencies that are setting the requirements and the regulations for the so-called restoration and water quality improvement are requiring so many, a barrage of so many permits. And, of course, with recent legislation that was put through, those agencies who basically write and review their own regulations, proposed regulations, now have the ability to charge the fees and fines correlated with that upon the people, the landowners, to supposedly benefit by the oversight. Unfortunately, the requirements that they are going for are so generically adverse to the specialized local conditions, they will be detrimental. In our personal experience on the river, many of the things that they are going to require under those conditions are an antithesis to the benefit of the region, but their mandates under the requirements, and we have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars for those who can afford to do it. It's those people, the local people cannot afford those conditions, and the environment will suffer because of it. We're already seeing that happen with many of the conditions that they've imposed.
I'm sure you're absolutely right. And the great tragedy is most people have no idea what's going on. We actually certainly have our sympathy, and I think the sympathy of many of our listeners. We have a large listener base. Once again, let's get your website out there so people would know how to get in touch with you.
It's defendingruralamerica.com.
Defendingruralamerica.com. If you have a chance, give Rex go to the website, contact him. Get everything, do everything you can to help the truth out.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's certainly a pleasure to have you with us. Keith, Kirk, did you have anything to say before we let both of you go?
Just final.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States.
Always buy them from us, but why do that when you could pull them down for nothing from our internet site? And all of our programs are certainly archived there for 6 months. Find me for 6 weeks. Get them, pull them down, and then help us get the word out. And then, of course, we do hope if you're a member of our listening audience and you're in a position to help that you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because this is how we're able to maintain our network of over 65 stations every single week. We're sometime across some point during that week, somewhere across America, people are hearing the truth that is being blocked out by the Brotherhood of Darkness because of their control over the mass media. But fortunately, we do have a voice, and if you'd like to become part of that voice, our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Now, this is the point. I just want to remind you, we're having an all-day conference here in the Monterey Bay area on the 23rd of October, and if you're in a position to come, we hope you can make it. We're going to have great speakers. We're going to have Rosalind Peterson talking on geoengineering, and she's certainly the expert on that. We're having Betty Martini. She's going to be talking about how they're poisoning our children with aspartame. They call it NutraSweet. It's in the children's chewing gum. It's in the children's medication.
It's
234-1317. 960.
AP Radio News. I'm Brian Thomas. The latest Republican presidential debate in Simi Valley, California, job creation takes center stage. Here's AP Radio's Ross Simpson.
Former Utah Governor.